We've heard, before we go into other comments, it's curious because the concept of next generation sequencing is being talked about in almost every corner mm-hmm. of oncology. Down the road from you, you have the Foundation Medicine people, mm-hmm. and they have an assay, Foundation One, out there. And you can actually order some of these tests. And, you know, in lung cancer, people are wondering whether to order it. I mean, we saw responses of BRAF inhibitors at ASCO. Where are we right now in terms of that becoming a clinical reality in renal cell cancer? How long do you think it'll be?
Well, you can do the testing now. The question is, can you act on the result?
Right.
And that's the big gap. I mean, you can get tremendous amounts of information, particularly willing to pay for the testing. Most of them are not standard of care. But from much of what we learn, we don't have necessarily the information to say, let's use this drug in this patient. And that's one of the issues with the TCGA project, is that while we'll have information on mutations and expression and outcome, the treatment piece is not a strong part of that project, at least in kidney cancer, and it needs to be built up going forward.
Are there any targetable mutations that have been talked about in renal cell cancer that haven't been acted on yet?
Probably, and Bob can talk about this because some of the more interesting data comes from a very small subset of patients at Sloan Kettering, where they looked at patients who had great responses to TOR inhibitors versus those who had not, and looked at a TSC2 mutation, I think, in a couple of patients where if you had that mutation, which is not thought to be that common, you had a profound benefit to a TOR inhibitor, and TSC is thought to modulate the TOR pathway. I think Bob could speak more about that.
Can you talk about that, Dr. Motzer, and how often is this mutation seen?
Yeah, we did a small outlier analysis, which is really a pilot study, where we did sequencing on 7 patients that were really long-term responders to mTOR with different RCC histologies. And I think in 5 of the 7, we identified mutations along the mTOR pathway. And some of the patients, and I think the one that's felt to be the most common, most important, is in TSC1, but there were other mutations that we found in mTOR itself. And in one patient, we actually found different mutations along the mTOR pathway in different areas of the tumor, where the patient had one mutation in one part of the pathway and in an area of tumor, and another mutation in a different part of his tumor. So I think that it's a small study, outlier trial. What we're doing now is we're taking a large number of patients, probably the tumors from the Record 3 trial, and then we're going to analyze and sequence those for these sort of mutations.
It kind of reminds me about when the EGFR mutation story got started in lung cancer. I got started with identifying some people who had really good responses, and they looked at them. How often do you see really effective responses, you know, statistically with mTOR inhibitors?
Well, I mean, I think it's rare in terms of real durable responses. For the most part, for everolimus in a refractory setting, the median progression-free survival is about 4 to 5 months. There is a small group of patients that we see that have very long-standing responses. And, you know, this was taken from this group, but it's rare. So I think, obviously, something else has to be going on for the more kind of intermediate range response to these agents.
Although I wonder, too, now we're starting to hear more about mutations that occur in 1% of lung cancer, and people are saying, well, that's a lot of people. So I'm not sure. Maybe that's going to be a trend out there in a lot of cancers. Dr. Stadler.
So I think that these things are all important and relevant and highly interesting, but I think that for the practicing oncologist, one of the things to remember is that we classify these, you know, VEGFR inhibitors as TKIs, and people tend to think about them in the same way as they might some of the EGFR TKIs and so forth. And it's important to remember that these VEGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors really continue to act on the stroma. There's not a mutation in the tumor itself. And so, therefore, the resistance mechanisms are not a mutational process within the tumor. And I think that that's a distinction, I think, that's often lost because these, you know, agents are classified as TKIs, and people are so used to hearing the story from lung cancer and perhaps even with CML, where there are these sequential mutations in the target. This is different.
That's a really good point.